They love it when I turn off the bass.
I want to hear what happened at your work, because in case anyone missed yesterday's show, Anthony was called by his boss, actually called by HR, and told to go home. He was not being fired. Everybody was being told to go home and to stay home yesterday and today because they were doing a deep clean in your office because somebody came down with the bad COVID, probably. Mm-hmm. Like the, I'm assuming if they had a clean, because someone in your office had COVID before. So if they had to like do a deep clean, it's probably one of the variants. It's bad COVID. So you had asked, do I have the right to ask my boss?
Who it is.
Like, do I interact with them? And I said, yes. So what happened?
Yeah. So I did break down and ask my boss today. And I said, you don't have to tell me who it is, but do I have interaction with this person every day? And he said, it's not one of the three people that you talk to. So it's either
he knows you so well. He knows that you don't talk to anybody except if you have to.
Right. It's either him, so he doesn't have it. It's the girl that has the office next to me, or it's the production guy. Other than that, I don't speak to anybody. So he said it's not one of the three people that you like at work. I said, okay, fine. And then he came back and told me who it was.
Ooh.
And it is a sales girl.
Okay.
Yeah, probably 51, 52. Never wears a mask.
Yep. There you go.
Never. We've been out, you know, with company functions out at a bar or whatever. Never wears masks.
There you go.
So I've never seen her wear a mask inside, walking in with a mask. So it's her.
And is she like super sick?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't ask how sick she is, mm-hmm. but I really haven't been in the same room with her probably in 8 months. So,
all right, good.
Yeah. I don't even walk past her.
So I wonder if she's worried. Made the connection. I wonder if she's like, I'm so sick. I can't believe I didn't wear a mask. Or she was just like, look, I took the chance. You know, you roll the dice. You take your chance.
Yeah. I don't know. So, well, she's going to have to take a couple of weeks off. And I don't know how sick she is, but she can't come back if they're doing
sick enough. They're doing a deep clean. Like I said, yeah, somebody else at your office had gotten COVID and they were just like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, just don't go down that part of the the hall. But now don't come to work. So I don't know if we're going back to work tomorrow. I think we are. I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice not to go into work tomorrow and take the whole weekend to let the whole building air out, but I don't know.
Do you think are the cleaners like those people come and clean up crime scenes like with the hazmat suits and all the equipment, and they're just like the, you know, like after blood and guts and brains are everywhere? Like, do you think it's like that kind
they
of
put the tent deep over the whole building?
Yeah, they tent the whole building. Like, who cleans that?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope it's one of those bio pure people that come through and sanitize the whole place and kill all the bugs and everything in there. But I would say no, because my company, like every other company, is cheap.
Right.
So I think they just got a guy with a towel and a bottle of Windex to walk around. Yeah. And clean the women's bathroom and the banister going up the stairs. That's really the only thing they cleaned. And they said, okay, we're good. Come back to work now.
The one guy who happens to have some Lysol wipes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But no, we'll see tomorrow. I mean, it should be interesting how many people come back. And how many people know? I bet everybody knows by now. If he told me, he told everybody else.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that you can't. I mean, even though it's weird, like I always wondered about that. Is it the kind of thing? Because I know HIPAA laws, a doctor can't say, but I feel like if you're putting other people's lives in jeopardy, they should know who you are. They should know who to avoid. You know, like I live in a building that has people that work in my building, like a doorman, a porter, a super, people like that. So if one of them gets COVID, shouldn't I be told about that? Shouldn't I know that they have COVID?
Yeah. So I don't have to go down because she has a separate hall than I do. So I just won't go down that hall.
Right.
You know, thanks for telling me. Now I can stay. It's not like I ever walked in her office anywhere. She walked into my office. I've never really had a conversation with her. So I'm not worried about that, but I'm not going to go near her at all. Even her hallway, I'm not going near.
Yeah, but her medical condition, when I'm just talking about in general, like her medical condition is none of your business. It's like that's what HIPAA laws are all about. It's all about privacy. So I'm just saying, like, I know a boss, you know, a boss isn't a doctor or a priest. It doesn't a lawyer, like, you know, a boss can say whatever he wants to. But is he violating a HIPAA law? Like, is he going to get in trouble that he's walking around being like, it's Sarah?
Yeah, I don't. We haven't signed anything for HIPAA, so I don't think it's
OK.
Yeah, I don't. We're not that type of business. It's not a medical field. It was nice to have the day off today. So thank you for getting COVID.